If you're living with sight loss, the thought of finding a way around a new venue or exhibition at a museum can be quite a challenge. Did you know that RNIB work with the commercial sector to provide tactile maps and guides? Michelle Lee joins me from the RNIB Business Solutions. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
And tell us a bit more about these tactile maps. Describe them to us.
There's a couple of different ones that we actually do. So we do some large static RNIB map for alls, which are large tactile maps which give an overview and a spatial awareness of a building or a railway station or a country park even. And then we do handheld guides, which are ones that you take around with you, and they break the map down into smaller chunks so you can find your way around a specific area of a building.
So you just run your hands over it then and familiarise yourself with it that way?
Yes, so the big RNIB map for alls have braille, but they also have tactile lettering, and they're also good contrast for people with low vision. So we like to say they're for people of all abilities. So they're for sighted people, people with low vision, and also for blind people.
So where do you start when you're creating a tactile map or guide then?
So we start off with plans from a commercial company that say they want to put in a tactile map. We start off with the architectural plans, and we work with those and design a map that is accessible to people with sight loss. And then they are manufactured in a external grade acrylic so that people can read them.
Now, do a lot of venues actually have tactile maps then?
There's not a huge amount around. We've just recently finished installing them in 11 stations up the East Coast for Virgin. So Virgin commissioned them for all of the stations that they manage up the East Coast. And there's others dotted around. There's some at Buchanan bus station and other SPT stations up in Glasgow, and some other ones dotted around in England as well.
Is there a way of finding out whether a company has a tactile map or guide then?
There isn't a definitive list, and the problem is a lot of companies aren't very good at advertising the fact that they have these. We have tried to work with local societies to let them know when we're installing them somewhere so they can let their local members know, because they're going to be the people that are using them. But for the tactile maps that we do for, say, a museum, it's very hard for people to find out where they are. So really what we need is a list of who's got what, but it's very hard to keep on top of because sometimes they're removed and we're not informed.
Now, Michelle, the British Museum down in London, they've got tactile maps and guides and have done for a long time, but many people don't know that they actually exist.
No, it's one of those hidden diamonds. So they're very, very good in having tactile booklets produced for every single paying exhibition that they have on. But to find out that they've actually got those and get your hands on them is a little bit more difficult. So they're a little bit different, as in they are tactile images of the exhibitions with full descriptive text as opposed to a map. So whereas a map will just show you where bits are in the exhibition, these actually go that bit further and you have a full tactile image with all different textures on, so you can actually feel the object, and it has descriptive text to tell you what that object actually is.
It seems such a shame to have RNIB going to all this work and museums getting things like this done and people not actually getting the benefit of it.
It is. It makes you just feel your heart sink a little bit, to be fair, that all this work's been done and somebody's taken the time and spent the money to have these put in and then people aren't aware of them.
So if I was wanting to go to a venue, say, and I didn't know my way around it, would I get in touch with the place itself and see if it's available? And if not, could I ask them to provide something like that?
Certainly, yes. I think that's the best way to do it, is to contact the company and ask them if they have an accessible map or a book of accessible images so that you can actually take part in a museum exhibition. And if they haven't, ask them if it's something that they've considered having done.
So there's two of you on this team, I believe, so you must be really busy with this.
There's just two of us, and to be fair, I don't think there's anybody else that I know of in the country that actually produces the tactile images or the tactile maps in the way that we do.
So what can we as the visually impaired community do? What can we do then to help this process?
I think awareness is key. So just being aware that they are available and then asking for them. A lot of the companies we talk to have no knowledge that they can actually have these done. So it's only through education and through being asked for them and then being made aware that there's a need for them that they're actually going to produce them.
Yeah, because if they go to all this bother and nobody actually asks for them, then they're going to wonder why go to this extra expense of doing this.
Exactly, and trying to persuade them that they need to advertise them to make people aware that they have them so that the people use them so that there is a need for them is just like a big continuous circle.
Now, we're going to be chatting more over the coming weeks because there's various projects that are actually about to go live and we're going to try and bring them to life and see how they actually work. Can we get in touch with you at RNIB then for more information?
People can phone the helpline and ask for more information. We don't have a direct line because we just deal directly with the commercial companies and obviously with just being two of us, we're quite busy. But certainly they can get in touch and find out where there's different exhibitions around the country that have accessible images and accessible maps.
And what kind of feedback do you get from people that use these?
We've had a variety of feedback. People who weren't even aware that they existed, that they could actually engage with an exhibition at a museum because normally they're just being taken around and the little bit of information that's on the plaque in front of the items being read to them by someone, and somebody might describe the item that's behind a piece of glass that they can't see that much of. But when they actually get their hands on a tactile image and a description that tells them the history of the piece and fully describes what is actually on the piece of art or on the object, and then they can feel it for themselves, it's just a totally new experience and a totally new way of engaging with pieces of art and objects from Egypt. And I could name lots and lots of different exhibitions we've done.
I love museums. And the thing about a museum is that we all go at a different pace. And if you can use one of these guides, it means that you don't have to hurry around. You can take your time with it.
Yeah, you can read at your own pace. And there's also audio, but it's having that choice. Sometimes audio, you have to listen through in the order of the audio. With a tactile guide, you can flick from page to page. You can go in whichever order you want to go and read what interests you rather than listening to things that might not be of interest to you.
If you're at home and you're thinking, I would like to use one of these, find out more about it, you can phone the advice line, as Michelle says, at RNIB, which is 0303 123 9999. And we'll be returning to this, Michelle. But in the meantime, Michelle Lee from RNIB Business Solutions, thank you for joining us.
And thank you.